Does God still encounter people today? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, evangelist Ann Lay.
Later in the show, you will hear from Burning Ones Ministry with Michael Dow, who is about people encountering the presence of God.
You know, I think that we are taught about God growing up and that, you know, there's this story of Adam and Eve, and some people may not even have heard of that, but we hear about God. And I know for myself, I felt like God was way up there, way out there.
Oh, yeah.
And hard to, you know, reach, you know, and yeah. Maybe he didn't even see me unless I'm doing something bad. And, you know, for me, I didn't know that God was a very personal God and that he loves people individually, even though there's a lot of people, and that as we seek him, we will find. As we ask, we receive and knock, the doors open. And for me, as I did that, I truly had my own experience where I felt the presence of God and had my own encounter with God.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that's kind of the discussion of the day. You know, where some Christians are saying, well, no, you can't encounter the presence of God today, mm-hmm. or you can't encounter God today. And then others will say, well, what are you talking about? I have. And then the one group will look at the other group and be like, I don't know. You mm-hmm. know, that's not in the Bible. But when you look closely in the Bible, there are many, many people who had the honor and the opportunity to encounter God. Mm-hmm. But I mean, biblically, we should all be encountering the presence of the Holy Spirit. That is something that is very attainable. So can we all encounter God? Yes. If you look in John chapter 14, verses 16, Jesus says, "And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, and he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you." Hmm. You know, the verbiage that Jesus is talking about here is not that far off. It's abiding. The presence of the Holy Spirit is abiding in you when you know Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And if you can't sense it, take some time and the feeling of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. And the Holy Spirit will guide us. So when you receive Jesus, he's there to guide you, to lead you. And the Bible becomes clear. You can actually read it. And that's a true encounter with God. Let's hear from Michael after the break.
Real Life is made possible this week by FA79 and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. FA79 serves delicious Vietnamese pho noodle soup, along with many other authentic Vietnamese selections. They've received Denver Magazine's Top of the Town Award and were voted Best Vietnamese Restaurant by the Denver Dining Guide. Make plans now to dine at FA79, located at 781 South Federal Boulevard in Denver, or call them at 303-922-2930. That's 303-922-2930.
Do aliens exist?
Is there more than one way to God?
Is casual sex okay?
Our new 11th Hour TV show is tackling difficult
philosophical,
cultural,
and spiritual questions
in a fun new way from many perspectives to help you decide for yourself.
Watch us on the 11th Hour, Mondays at 7 p.m. and Saturdays at 6:30 p.m.
on CTN, available on Comcast and Dish Network.
Dish Network.
For more information, go to www.awakeningthenations.com. That's www.awakeningthenations.com. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Don Lay.
Hello, everyone.
And joining us is Michael Dow, who's the president of Burning Ones Ministry, and he's going to share with us all about this ministry, how they're reaching the world, and how his life was before he was reaching this world. So let's welcome to the show, Michael. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, it's such an honor to be here.
Yes, I'm excited because you have a very powerful testimony of what God has done in your life. And I would like you just to share briefly what happened in your life and how you ended up getting started in having your own ministry.
Yeah, I was a drug addict, a drug dealer, had a sexually transmitted disease, herpes. I was so angry, violent, broken home, in and out of jail, running the streets. I mean, really at the lowest of lows and rock bottom. When I ended up going into a church, not because I was trying to better my life or even surround myself with better people, but because I was trying to go and get into a fight with a pastor's son. Mm-hmm. And the night that I thought I was going to get into a fight, I ended up at the altar and I got rocked by God. Wow. I had an encounter with Jesus, praying a prayer. I didn't think anything was going to happen. And as the words were coming out of my mouth, I came into a vision of Jesus, and I've never been the same from that night forward. Delivered from drug addiction and violence and brokenness and so many other things. And then a few months later, I ended up getting healed. A similar story on a Sunday morning, prayer of faith, and the blood of Jesus gave me an answer for herpes that doctors still don't have.
Wow, that's amazing.
So you were healed from all the ailments, the things that were holding you back and holding you down. And on top of that, the guy you wanted to beat up, the pastor's son, ended up at the same table you were sitting at for this luncheon, and you ended up marrying his sister.
I did. 5 years after I got saved, I ended up marrying the pastor's daughter.
That is just so amazing how God works.
God definitely has a sense of humor.
Yes, it's so funny. And so you have a ministry called Burning Ones. Tell us how that got started and what the meaning is behind it.
We do. Burning Ones comes from Luke 24:32. As the disciples are on the road to Emmaus, they find themselves walking with Jesus. And their testimony out of that encounter was, did not our hearts burn within us as we walked with him and talked with him? It was a season where my wife and I were on a long fast, and the Lord spoke to me and he said, if you would be a burning one, I will raise up burning ones. So Burning Ones for us was never about an organization. It was never about a ministry. It was never about all of these other things, activities and platforms and opportunities. But really, Burning Ones for us is a commitment to a lifestyle. We were burning ones when all we had was a dream and a wet pillow. You know, from weeping through the night, wondering if God was ever going to do the things that he was speaking to us about. And the encounter with Jesus is so real for me because of where I was. I'm 15 years now walking with the Lord, but still it's as fresh as the first time I ever saw him. I've just committed the rest of my life, as long as God would allow me to live, to bringing others into an encounter with the one that came looking for me.
Wow, that's so powerful. And I know people, when they see you or when you minister, they can see that in you. They see the truth of God's love and the power that you walk in. And here you are now doing outreach crusades in Africa and South America. And you've also written some books. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, we do crusades in Africa and South America. You know, we do conferences and obviously we minister to the church and find ourselves traveling full time. And yeah, it's one of the things that the Lord has really spoken to us about, along with writing. I have a book on fasting, and I have a book on the relationship with the Holy Spirit, and another book on obedience and freedom. My wife is a worship leader. We have an album that has come out recently, you know, that's both worship and preaching. But really, it's this that we've committed the rest of our lives to. Preaching, bringing people into an encounter with Jesus, whether it be through preaching, through worship, through writing, through music and ministry along these lines. It's just an incredible adventure. Whoever says walking with Jesus is boring has not met the same Jesus that I know.
Amen.
You know, there are people listening even now that are like, I don't know why I'm even listening to the show, but I am. And here's this guy who was this former drug addict, drug dealer, was diseased, but got healed and has this ministry. I don't know if God would ever do that for me. Or they feel like they're down and out. Maybe they're going through something in their life. They lost someone or they're sick. Michael, what would you say to someone right now in their time of need where their pillow is wet from tears?
I would say that God is masterful at bringing us endings that don't match our beginnings. My guidance counselor sat down with me in high school and told me I would never amount to anything more than a fry guy in a drive-through window if I didn't change my ways.
Wow.
I don't have a resume that should have made me capable to do the things that I'm doing. But there's a verse in the Bible that says this: in your weakness, my strength is made perfect. And I've just fallen on the strength of God to do with me what I know that in myself, I'm too weak to do.
Yeah.
I don't believe in healing because I've read a Bible verse about it. I believe in healing because I've been healed.
Yes.
I don't believe in deliverance because I've heard a cool story or because, again, found a verse for it. I've been delivered from drug addiction and pornography and lust and all of these other things.
Amen.
And I'm just trying to bring a real God where people are really living.
That is so powerful. And I know there are people who want to maybe help your ministry or get one of your books and want to learn more about it. Where do they go to find out more information?
Our website is Burning Ones. That's Burning, O-N-E-S, .org.
Okay, burningones.org. And Michael, what do you have planned for the future? Do you guys see anything, any vision for your ministry, any hopes for it as you continue to move forward?
We are. We've actually started Burning Ones conferences. We just hosted our first one in southern Brazil. We're excited about bringing them to the United States. We really feel a shift in our hearts that God is directing us at the USA. Our country is in a desperate need for a move of God.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We need the power of the Holy Spirit, and we believe that God is bringing us here on these grounds to connect people to his son. And we're excited about it. We're going to be releasing information about what cities those will take place and venues and so on.
Wonderful. Amen. Well, if you're listening to the show and you want to get to those conferences, you want to get one of these amazing books about, you know, fasting or the Breaking Points, or if you want to hear their album, The Raw Encounter, where they're doing worship, you can go to burningones.org. That's burningones.org. So Michael, thank you so much for being with us and all that you're doing. We praise God for the power and the fire and desire you have to help reach those who are hurting and lost.
Thank you so much. It's been a joy to be with you.
God bless you.
You know what I so love, and I hear about this, is how the Lord chooses people to do his work. You know, there's someone listening right now, and you're saying, I don't know if I can amount to anything. I've always been told that I'm not going to amount to anything. But do you know that with God, you can amount to anything? Like, all things shall become possible to you. You alone, you may feel so limited, but with God, it truly becomes unlimited. And so why not? There's someone right now who's listening and saying, I don't know what my dreams are. Or, I don't know if my dreams will ever come to pass. Well, it won't come by your strength, but by the strength and the promises of the Lord, it will come to pass. So Jesus, we take that moment to submit those dreams, those visions to you. And we ask, Lord God, we thank you that you use the humble. You're raising up a mighty army, God. There's someone who's even listening right now who needs to be set aflame and ablaze with the power of the Holy Spirit and with the fire of God, so that you can set this world alight. Jesus, we love you and receive you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. We love you. We receive you, Holy Spirit.
Yes, call out to God.
And we need you in our lives, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Call out to the Lord and he will guide you just as he did Michael. And he has so many great things planned for your life. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.